everybody. Welcome back to Ball Year Round Podcast. It's Andy and Mike. Today we are joined by Jordan Tabua. He is a serious Clipper fan, and we're really excited to have him on here today to talk about that first dub and, you know, also get a few, you know, takes on what he thinks about what's going on around the league. So today we're really excited. What's going on, Jordan? How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on again.
Hell yeah, man. Welcome back. Our second recurring guest.
Exactly.
Nooch beat you to it.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. It's okay. As long as I'm back.
Hell yeah, man.
Weather was good. We just beat a storm. So I don't know if you watched, I think it was Sunday Night Football. Niners were playing, I guess, the Colts. Uh-huh. It was just pouring rain. Wow. So that's where I'm by. And they called it an atmospheric river. So that's how bad it was.
Jeez. Yeah, I didn't know it rained a lot out that way. And you've seen a few people in Arizona kind of complaining a little bit about possible rain coming. So that's why I asked. That's wild, man.
Yeah, we get some, not too much though. We're in drought right now, so the rain was much needed.
Absolutely.
But yeah, did you enjoy last night's first dub?
Yeah, I did. It was a blowout. That was great. Absolutely. The first two games were feeling out games, but this one was good. Got to see different players actually, you know, step up and make plays. A little disheartening that Mook went out with an injury, so we'll see how that goes. We kind of need him this year. Well, actually, we need all of our players now that Kawhi is out. But yeah, I mean, it was good to see Bernard go off. Yeah, that was good to see.
Yeah, I've seen some good Terrence Mann highlights. Luke Kennard looks like he was catching and shooting and hitting. He was 6-7 from three last night.
Terrence Mann is going to do all the little things. Like, that's what's great about him. Like, he's going to rebound. He's going to, you know, get them steals. All the little things. He's not going to score too much, but I mean, he's great for the team. We definitely need his energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I haven't unfortunately stayed up for a Clippers game yet. How has Brandon Boston gotten in at all?
Yes.
He was in last night. So last night was his debut. He scored he shot a three. So he made a three. It was good. Nine minutes. So I mean it wasn't, I mean, he's good. He's got confidence, man. I like the kid. A lot of confidence, but he's skinny, so he needs to put some weight on his body.
He's still 19, so he's got time.
Yeah, the fact that we got that, we got him at such a late pick was great.
Yeah,
that was ridiculous. I couldn't believe he was still sitting there late second round.
Same.
I liked him in Kentucky he was the guy. He played with another dude who made it to the league, I think, this year, that was on like the Bron Jr. Zaire Wade team, right?
Yeah,
Canyon team. Yep.
Yes, yeah, Sierra Canyon. Yeah.
Yeah, they were really tough, and so that's one kid that I'm super excited on, just because of his how much they talked about how smooth he is. And his ability, you know, to, you know, shoot and score the ball. And once he's maybe 21, it's like, dang, like he might, you know, fill out and he could be one of those guys that comes out in the league and is able to score really well. So, I mean, man, I'm excited for you guys with the young guards you have. I think you guys did a really good job with that. I think Boston is going to be a star of this league at some point once he kind of grows into himself.
Yeah. PG is not a bad guy to learn behind.
Hell no. Neither
he's got a...
He's got a good solid crew.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a whole nother year and a half-ish until he's able to drink. So it's pretty funny, like, how young these guys come into the league and, like, how some teams or some organizations or fans or whatever will, like, you know, get sour on a dude. And it's like, you know, he hasn't even been able to, like, go to a bar yet. He's definitely still developing. Like, so he's one of those.
No, I know that I was even like that a little bit yesterday with – with Patrick Williams with the Bulls. You know, I was like kind of like not high on him, and I was like too high of a draft pick. But, you know, a few people reminded me, is like, dude, just give him a little bit of time and, you know, kind of see where he fits in. So I definitely agree with that statement. I think we got to, you know, have a little bit more patience with these kids. And, you know, the best thing to do would be seeing them as stars. So, you know, just kind of let them, you know, grow and develop. And then afterwards, I guess, make that decision. But I wish the NBA was a little bit more lenient like we're going to be. But
yeah, or NBA Twitter. Pat, speaking of your Bulls, they haven't lost yet. It's it's a new world in fucking Chicago.
It really is, man. Then tough. I'm not even there, you know. They're the city. The city definitely has a new buzz to it, and I would say that Chicago's going back to, you know, it's not that it ever lost its confidence in hoops. Don't get me wrong, but I would say now they can talk about it a little bit more, and now it's going to kind of be like, man, basketball is hopefully coming back to Chicago in the Midwest, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to see some winners. But, you know, what's crazy, I was talking to Jordan a few minutes ago, is a lot of our guys aren't even Midwest guys, man. They're all from California somewhere. So it's we got the Chicago the
LA school.
Yeah, LA. So it's crazy.
Yeah, no. And they look like they fit together pretty well too. Like the ball movement's good, the effort's high. Like they don't look like they're fucking around and taking long to, you know, get serious about it. So they've won a couple of games by a zillion. So that's a good sign.
Decent, man. We'll see how it moves and how it goes. But as a, you know, as a Bulls fan and getting kicked in the teeth, you know, for these last however many years, it's nice to see, you know, that they're actually progressing, and we have a GM that is willing to take chances, man. And I think that's what this league's all about. You gotta take risks and then, you know, assess your risks and then make changes accordingly. So I think that, you know, Christie has done a phenomenal job with that in OKC, and obviously it transferred over, and obviously it's still working in Oklahoma City, as we see. So,
Dude, Lonzo and LaVine, I mean, it's really early to be projecting stats like this, but they're combining for 14 threes a game at 44%. That's not bad. We'll take that.
Clip, man. Great clip. So we'll see how long we can sustain that. You know, and but I think like right now they have a good mojo, and as long as they can stay in this and stick together, I mean, you know, this Bulls team in the East has a chance to make a little bit of noise.
Yeah. Bulls play tonight.
The Bulls tonight.
They play Thursday.
Play, yes, sir. I was gonna say.
Yeah, they play the Knicks. That should be a good one.
Yeah, decent. And Derrick Rose playing against the old squad. Same with Thibodeau. What do you guys think about these Knicks, man? What do you guys think of?
I think Julius Randle is great. He's a strong player. I mean, he puts a presence in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. That's they've been really tough. And I've been surprised too, like how they've like been able to play pretty good offense, actually. It's hard to guard, man. So that's why I think Thibodeau did a great job, you know, changing that stuff up, and the culture, obviously, and having Derrick Rose there, is they're confident as hell. Shit, you got Fat Joe in the gym. Fat Joe is back at MSG this summer in the city, in New York, might be crazy, dude, with the street basketball. So if you see Fat Joe in the garden, you know something's getting planned. So it's great to have a good ball back at MSG, and guys are playing hard. So, yeah, I mean – the Knicks, shoot, I'm a little.
You think nervous. McBride is going to get some playing time?
McBride, hell no.
He had a nice chase down block at the end of or chase down strip, I think it was, at the end of the other night's game, where they were up like 30, and he was in the game for some garbage time minutes. But I think that's like the only minutes he's played. He's averaging like 1.5 minutes a game right now. Fournier's been money for them. He killed us when the Celts played them. He was hot the whole freaking game. He's been good. He's averaging 10 threes attempted a game right now, which that's crazy. We'll see if he can sustain 19 a game and be the second scorer for that squad. Barrett's been cold as shit to start the year. Shooting 21% from three on six attempts a game. Kemba's kind of like he hasn't, it looks like they're almost like minutes restricting Kemba because he's only been playing 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Not doing a whole lot. I mean, he didn't look like he was super, hobbled during the Celts game, but I haven't watched them other than that one game. But he also might have had a little extra juice for that one.
Yeah, you know, I don't know with Kemba, man. I think they're if this minute restriction sticks, it's kind of like, what does he plan to do? Like, does he want to stay playing behind Derrick Rose? Is that what he wants? Or, you know, I thought at least the Knicks homecoming was going to kind of be like, oh, he's here, he's back, and, you know, we're going to get him into the rotation and he's going to be a real impact player. But it just kind of seems that they're, you know, utilizing him for those minutes to kind of like take time while Derrick Rose sits and, you know, he comes in and does what he has to do. But it's not, I don't know. It doesn't seem like they're like investing in the fact, like, would you ever play Derrick Rose and Kemba together? I mean, would you try it?
I don't know.
Where's the defense?
Yeah, he got to have Quickly out there or something with it.
Quickly's out there. I mean, you know, you throw him in the mix or, you know, do whatever you got to do. But I think Derrick Rose is a good enough defender, if he wanted to be, that he could handle those guys. You know, so I don't know. It just depends on kind of the rotation. But, I mean, the way
we're playing
tough.
Yeah.
We're playing Schroeder and Smart as our two guards for, like, most of the game, it seems. So they can defend Schroeder and Smart.
Hey, have fun with that.
But no size advantage there.
Like I say, everybody's going a little bit smaller now either way. So it's kind of it comes down to a toughness thing, man. Are you tough enough to guard your position and guard the guy that's in front of you? And if you are, it's just crazy. You just watch all these guys going so small. And like, how the Warriors do it. Like, what the heck is going on? But,
yeah. Know, sad.
They have, like, no centers on their team.
None, bro.
Yeah, it's Mitch Robin. That's kind of it. They play Randall a lot at the center. Uh-huh. They got old man Taj playing 12 minutes a game right now.
Old man Taj, yeah. Taj,
it works for them.
It does.
Yeah, they're doing all right. 2-1.
I like it.
Sean, I like Sean's how the gotta East be happy. Is
starting to be super competitive now.
Yeah, man. Needed, right? Like, the West rolls over everybody. It's nice to see.
Yeah, and then when LeBron was there, he was just running the show. So it's good to see other teams get their shine.
Most definitely.
Now LeBron leaves, and now we got to deal with LeBron 2.0 for the rest of our lives with Giannis.
Oh, Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis, man.
Hey, but he's tolerable, dude, right?
Yeah, I love Giannis. Like, yeah, talking about like anything not on the court, like Giannis, I love Giannis in so many ways. He's fucking awesome. His style of play is like incredibly frustrating. Like, LeBron's style of play is more like fun, where Giannis is like just beating you up and pounding the rock the same way over and over with Euros and shit. And like, it's so effective, but it's just like not as fun. Now he can fucking shoot though, which is terrible.
I'd go crazy with that. He hit a couple shots.
It looks a lot to
develop a two-pointer, all right?
Shit.
He hit it. I mean, my biggest like complaint about him was those, like, you know, he'd waste a few possessions every game just kind of dribbling into a three to start the possession, and it was just like almost always a brick. And it seems like he can kind of do those now, maybe. He's still, I guess, actually, he's 3 of 11, so maybe I saw his three makes. Whoops. But, yeah, he'll figure it out. It looks better, though. He has so many mechanical, like, little ticks and hitches to his shot in the past, and it looks a lot smoother and more centered and stuff. Like, he looks better, at least. It's a start. He's at least shown improvement, which we can't say for everybody.
I'll talk about him at this moment, but yeah, there's one guy that I
he who must not be named, or else we have to rename the podcast. did you see Duarte do his little shake and bake on Giannis and hit a pull-up on him late in the game the other night?
I did. You know what's unfortunate? I did not get to see that game, man. I was watching a few other ones, and that game did not come across, unfortunately, while I was streaming. I did not watch that game. But this kid, I'm telling you, when I saw him play junior college, I was like, wow, that's cool. And to see where he's gone from there to now, it makes sense. You know, just a pro as far as physicality, pro as far as his work ethic. And then, you know, the rest of it was just going to be, well, does he get an opportunity? And the Pacers made the right choice with moving up. And, you know, dude's averaging almost 20 a game. It's like 19 a game. And it's exciting to watch, you know, so you can't hate on it at all. I love it. And now I'm excited to kind of see how he progresses and if he's going to kind of be a face to that franchise. Because, like I say, if you have him, you got to – and Brogdon's there, right? Correct?
Yeah. Once LeVert comes back, it's not a bad perimeter trio.
Absolutely. So that's exciting to see that. And obviously not for the Bulls, but definitely glad to see Duarte playing well.
Yeah, he's shooting the hell out of the ball. He's 45% from three on seven attempts a game. Like, he's looking way more polished than obviously he's a little older, so like you'd hope he's a little polished, but like just like not just polished, but just like confidence and like aggressiveness that doesn't always come with being a rookie, and especially on a team where it's like, whose ball is it?
So that's what
Brogdon's at 25 a game, Sabonis is at 25 a game, and he's at 20. So that's a nice big three if that pans out. Miles Turner's only averaging 14 and a half a game through four games, and he dropped 40 at one point. So that means like half of his points from the season he has 58 points on the season in four games. So 80% of his points almost came from one game. It's Tuesday night, the 26th, as we record this, will be the 28th when this drops. So those all could have changed by then.
Yeah, Duarte is good, though. He showed flashes of three-level scoring, you know, like it was – like I just saw that clip that you just sent me, like that little shimmy on Giannis. He's going to be a problem. He looks real good. And to get him at 13, it's a pretty good steal.
Crazy, Jordan. He was picked to be less. You know, he was way out of the lottery. I want to say that he was at, like, about the 19th to 20th pick is what he was projected at. And, you know, just watching and just being like, and Mike was talking about guys being ready physically and mentally. Who do you guys think is going to be the next face of the league?
I was saying the other day, I think the three best point guards within the next like 3 to 5 years are going to be Luka, Ja Morant, and LaMelo. And it's not really going to be that close. once Dame Lillard, you know, once he ages out, like he's obviously, you know, way up there. Steph's way up there. But those guys, you know, they're getting into their 30s. Like the next few to 5 years, those three kids are going to take over. And, you know, it's guard-driven league a lot of the times, unless you're a Joel Embiid of the world. But, I mean, it's Giannis's league, really. I feel like Giannis and Luka for
the I think it's going to turn into like a little European movement with Luka and Giannis, you know, leading the way.
I like that. Not bad at all.
Who do you got? Who do you agree?
You know, I do agree with some of that. I think that Trae Young, though, needs to be mentioned.
True. I forgot about Trae. Forget about Trae.
Can't forget about Trae. Like, and what he's been able to do for those Hawks has been awesome. So, you know, I think it's great to have basketball being great in Atlanta, you know, with its history and everything. So I'm excited for that. And I agree with you, man. I really do think it's one of those guys' league. And what's sad as hell is that LeBron, you know, kind of predicted that Ben Simmons would be the next face and could be better than him, but it just hasn't lined up necessarily, you know, with everything. Mm. So, yeah.
Simmons going to be the face of any team?
I don't know, man. I think that, you know.
Oh, we were mentioning him today.
not just a little bit. Not much, dude, because he's – like I say, I think it's one of those things where it's going to be a personal choice and they figure it out with whatever he does. But if we're talking face of the league, it's sad that, you know, we're not mentioning, you know, him right now at this point. But I think you are right, Mike. I think it's going to, you know, take a turn towards the guard play. And, you know, we're going to be back trying to get, you know, really good two guards or combo guards again. I think that's where we're going to be back into, because the NBA always has its phases, man. They pick certain players in certain positions a lot, and then somebody else has success, and then they switch. So,
yeah, and the rule changes can kind of, like, you know, dictate that. Like, obviously, hand checking going away a while back definitely went from big man oriented to guard oriented. Like, maybe we'll actually see a little bit of the opposite because of the refs adjusting to the new rules, guys like Harden struggling to create what they used to create. And so maybe I'm wrong in that sense, but because I mean, there's always going to be like the Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic, like, you know, best big man in the league that's dominating the bigs, but you know, it's predominantly guard dominated. It looks like Caris LeVert is he's going to be back soon. He's practicing with the team today. I'm seeing they don't say exactly what game he's going to play, but it's going to be in the next week because he's practicing now. So that's good. It'll be interesting to see what the Pacers look like full strength, because nobody was giving them any credit as a team that might be decent and make the playoffs, but. Duarte is legit, and they throw LeVert into that mix. They're going to be pretty fucking good. They're going to be tough to stop on defense.
Most definitely. You guys saw that Cavs and that Hawks box score. What was what are your thoughts on, you know, just because we were talking a little bit about Trey, like, what are your thoughts on that, like, loss? Like, how the hell do you lose to the Cavs? No offense, but, like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, that was super peculiar. I was digging through the box scores the other day. I don't want to find what day that game was, but it was like last Friday or something like that. And the Cavs beat up the Hawks by playing starting Markkanen, Mobley, and Jared Allen all next to each other. And then off the bench, they didn't bring any guards. It was just Okoro, Chetty Osman, Kevin Love. So they literally, the only guards they played all game were Ricky Rubio and Sexton, which is like kind of ridiculous considering, you know, not just the way the league is, but like they were playing the Hawks, which like small ball people to death, kind of like the Warriors, like you know, Jordan was mentioning a second ago. Yeah, it was last Saturday. But that was, yeah, that was just a very bizarro universe kind of result. Like, the hell are the Cavs even beating the Hawks, and how are they doing it with a bunch of giant people?
Yeah, not just that, they just beat the Nuggets. What, last night? Yeah, last night.
Shit. I didn't see that. I gotta pull that thing up. That's, what are the Cavs doing? Why are they ruining their pick?
No, I didn't see that they beat the Nuggets last night. I was kind of tweeting a little bit about it, and it was just, I didn't watch the game, but I was watching kind of the feed, and the fact that they were just beating up on him, man. Like,
it was good. Lauri Markkanen yammed over Nikola.
Yeah, I did catch that highlight. That was ridiculous. Did they do it again too? Yeah, they started the three bigs. Garland's back, so they had Garland and Sexton. They went a little deeper into the bench. They played literally everybody. I don't understand. Like, that was so weird for like the fourth regular, not even the fourth, like the second or third game of the regular season. They're just only playing eight guys. I was like, what the fuck is happening? But the other night they went like 12 deep. Well, I guess like nine deep until the end of the game, and then they just put a couple guys out there for 2 minutes.
No, it was how you were saying they only played eight guys. I think we've only been Clippers have only been playing nine guys, except for yesterday was when we finally went deeper because we, you know, we were able to have a bigger lead. But the first two games we only played like nine people. I mean, varying injuries, but yeah.
Yeah, when's give us a little you know, hometown Clippers update. What's up with Kawhi? Is he coming back any time soon? What was Kawhi's summer like? Did you run into him on the Golden Gate Bridge walk? Or
no, I didn't. But have you been hearing what he's been doing this offseason?
No.
He's been having, like, the most – like, his offseason's been great. He's been – he's coming out with a rap album.
I was about to say. A lot of features on that joint.
Kawhi
Leonard. A lot of features.
A lot of features, bro. A lot of features.
He was just chilling with Lil
he's
Uzi.
He's coming out with a rap Lil album. Uzi. He's just going to do ad-libs.
I mean, he's doing a lot. So, he just trademarked Clip Gang or Don't Bang. So, he's got, you know clothing wear for that.
It's like the Nancy Reagan of basketball. Just
said
no.
Clip Gang, Don't Bang. Was that what you said?
Yeah, Clip Gang or Don't Bang. Either you're with us or you're without it. You're against us.
Your respect. Good answer.
He's gonna come back like John Wall doing 15 symbols with his hands as every bucket.
John Wall's.
Like his sports energy drink X2 just got a partnership with Anheuser-Busch recently. So that's that.
As Anheuser-Busch buying up freaking sports drinks. What the hell? You got to diversify their portfolio now? Like, no, you guys are booze. Stop. You're already getting into seltzers. Like, come on.
Please tell me you saw the video for Drake's music video also.
Where the Kawhi was in it?
Yes.
Oh, yes, we did. It's that new song he's got.
Way Too Sexy.
Yeah, Too Sexy.
Man. Oh, yes, 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 it is.
Kawhi's out there making the – he's posing the whole thing, man. He's chilling.
Yeah, I know. Tell me he's not living his life right now.
The best life right now.
Living the dream.
Shoot. Okay. Well, I like that. Good for Kawhi, man. I hope we hear a little bit more from him. I feel like he's cool player. Been following since San Diego State. It's like, but he won't speak. So it's weird.
I mean, I think he's quiet. He just got, he definitely has a sense of humor from what you can tell, like what he does, all the different things that he's in. Like, he's just, a little quirky, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Him mocking his own laugh at the championship parade was the nail in the coffin for me, thinking that Kawhi wasn't a fun guy. I'm a fun guy.
He'd be like, dang. Like, sometimes I look at him and I'm like, what is he thinking, man? Like, what's going on up there, bro? Like,
he's a machine.
Hey, his PR team must, they know, so they got, like,
oh,
they
man.
Got some.
I would love to sit down with his PR team and just rap a little bit just to hear about some of the stuff that they know about him. And they're like, man, we portray this stuff about him, but it's not even how he really is. But he's been stuck it up for so long. Like, he's got to stick with how he's been. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So that's where I would love to know what they've got going on with that. And find out a little bit more about Kawhi Leonard, bro. Because I think
that's what, like, his mystique is just what he's just so mysterious.
Yeah, that is facts. And that's sometimes the best way to go, because that way a lot of people can't write about you and talk about you because they don't know what's going on with you.
No. Yeah, don't go sign with. All right, is he a Rich Paul guy too?
I don't think so.
I don't know if he's a Rich Paul guy or not.
That's probably why we don't hear anything about him ever.
Yeah, like Ben Simmons.
There's no one feeding shit to the media about him.
Oh, dang! Yeah, facts. So true. That is so true.
Like if nothing came out of the Rich Paul camp about Ben Simmons, like half the shit like that went down this summer wouldn't be that big a deal. No one would ever know.
Yeah, because what's happening right now
toxic.
Is not that big of a deal. Like, I don't know, man. We've seen toxic players that are way worse do this type of shit. And I don't want to mention any names just in case, but honestly, we've watched a lot of players be super toxic and they didn't even have the honestly one bone in their body as talented as Ben, and they have created way worse problems. Having Ben do it, I mean, it's not like it hasn't been done before. So it's just kind of like, let's move on and let him hoop, dude.
Can only do that if you got a jumper though.
Yeah, like 7 feet, dude. He moves better than 6'4" guys, and he can pass it everywhere. Like, he seems like to me LeBron for his first 4 years. You know, so.
Yeah, I know. We could.
You think he can still develop a jumper?
100%.
Not if he doesn't fucking try to. I think so. I mean, he definitely could, but he shows no interest in
the trust factor, man. He just don't like nobody over there, and.
I was gonna say, do you think there's a problem in Philly because they couldn't fix that that problem with Markel Fultz, and then when he went down to Orlando, I mean,
he's fine.
It's real,
yeah,
it's real.
Well, they're down 19 to the Knicks right now, so there's definitely a problem in Philly at the half here. Spike Lee's fucking hyping it up, all excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible at three. I mean, this is looking like a lot of basketball out there, so. If I'm the Sixers, I really would love to figure out how I can move on. Maybe. I don't know. That's just something to bring up.
So one of the things that you got on LaVine for is worrying about, like, when these new guys come to town, like, is he going to be okay with kind of sharing the spotlight, not necessarily it being his team? And that's kind of what it feels like. Like, Ben might actually be happy if it was just his team. Like, because he's, I mean, in his quotes, he said, like, you know, oh, we didn't build well around me, which is patently false. Like, they made moves specifically for Ben. And, you know, it's always been, like you're saying, though, it's always been, you know, Joel's the guy. We're building around Joel. But also, like, you know, they definitely have made adjustments to try to accommodate Ben. I don't know. I mean, it's so confusing at this point. I don't know what the hell Philly should do, especially, like, they're just in purgatory. They're perpetually in purgatory this season until either they move Simmons or he just figures it out and comes play. Now he's doing the, you know, mental health kind of thing, which, like, I get it. Like, I understand, but it's also a very late, it seems like a really easy excuse in time to pull that out of your back pocket when you haven't mentioned that at all until the season starts. Like, it's just like, what's the next out for me to not have to play with these guys? Because he clearly, I mean, he doesn't give a fuck about playing in Philly anymore, which that's up to him, you know. That's they're gonna suck this year. Team that's gonna be good and is right behind your Bulls, Charlotte, man. Yeah. How right was LeVar Ball and how wrong was all of us for doubting him?
I love it. I love the fact, and like I said, I didn't necessarily like how LeVar went about it, but I definitely saw the talent in LaMelo and Lonzo. I wasn't sure about Jello because he wasn't in the best of shape, truthfully watching him. But now once you saw him come out in the summer league, dude was ripped. Dude is in great shape. On top of being in great shape, he was able to hit shots, you know. So it was like, all right, he's been really working for 2 years. You can tell. And you can't say that for all players, man, especially players that are out of the league, working even harder than they were when they were trying to come into the league. You know what I mean? So that's a lot of credit to him, and I think he deserves what he got. And, you know, I'm excited to see what he does. And, you know, hell, LaMelo's a phenomenal leader.
Dude, so, LaMelo's going to be an MVP candidate in like a year.
So, you know, I'm glad that I wasn't the type that was listening to all like how LeVar Ball was saying what he was saying, and just watching the actual body of work and watching what they produced every night when they did play. And that was where I was like, all right, this guy may not be super far off. The jump shots were weird, but everybody worked on them. All three of those kids worked on their shots and tweaked them just a little bit. Lonzo the most, but both of them, you know, tweaked their shot. No more, not a lot of dipping anymore, not a lot of,
yeah, a lot of shit outside of the wrong shoulder shit.
Yep. No, they all three have improved their game and improved their shots. So I give credit to the Ball family, bro. Like, they aren't no bullshit. They're definitely up there with the other kids in the NBA, like the Holiday family. You know, the other families that have sent multiple kids to the pros, so they are definitely in that category.
Plumlee is not going to mention them. No. you guys' dads should take LeVar's playbook and run with it. If your kids ever start blowing up on AAU, just do the LeVar thing. Like, get a scholarship out of it. You don't even go to the league.
You know, hell, I wish I could have done the LeVar thing, man. Be about 6'6", play like big time football, and then marry a chick that's about 6'1". I wish I would have done that shit. My high school coach always said, Is your girlfriend tall? And I'd be like, nah, she's not tall. He said, dumper, man. Gotta get the ball. And he wasn't lying, bro. He was not lying. This guy, I'm 32 now, and I'm like, golly, man.
I should have worn some heels now.
Yeah, you should see all the players. Yeah, they all grow up. Their parents are tall, and now you got a bunch of kids in the league running around. It's wild.
Yeah, dude, I think it's going to be real scary. Like, I mean, LeVar is a big dude. He's built as hell. Lonzo's getting pretty jacked. Like, he's got a huge frame. LaMelo seems to have more of, like, a spindly frame. But if he starts to put on weight and get muscular, like, he's going to be so ridiculous because he already has, like, all the other shit of length and height and speed and shifty and, you know, all that other good stuff. If he gets strong, Jesus, it's going to be terrifying.
And it's coming, man. It's definitely coming, you know. He's only, like, what is he, 19, maybe 20 most? So, it's coming. Yeah. It's going to be scary shit.
Jordan, you catch any the Hornets show yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been impressed by Bridges. His you know, he's been coming up, you know, he's strong. He's so strong. And he can shoot the ball. That's the biggest thing. He's going to shoot threes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
He dropped like 2 30-point games recently.
Yeah, he was doing good against the Seas the other night when we beat him in OT. I didn't think we were going to pull that out, but the Jays
Went down. That was a good game too, though.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I would have to say their coaching staff and, you know, obviously Michael Jordan has done a phenomenal job with those Hornets. And it's nice to see that Jordan is actually starting to get this stuff right. I think that he's done a really good job hiring people to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
So definitely. That's why it's the hardest thing, man, is, you know, in this business is to be able to find people that do stuff well that you don't do. And I think that and admitting and accepting that. So I think that they've done a really good job with that and, you know, found somebody can really recruit and build talent. And I think the Hornets are going to be a team we watch for 10, 15 years.
They have such a good young core right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they only have 4 guys that are older than 26 and 9 that are younger than 24. So that's such a young core.
Broken Hayward.
Yeah, dude, he's done all right. He's back. That ankle's fixed finally. He's shooting 40% from three. Ooh. Yeah. He's going to be the old man on that squad.
He's only like 32, right?
Exactly.
He's 31. He's our age.
And he's like the elder statesman gray hair on the team pretty much. Like the boring guy that like, they're breaking out the reefer now. I should leave.
Oh, God. You know what's so crazy about him too, man, is that he was such a cool player. He was like, man, like he's the guy. He's not just a shooter. You know what I mean? Like he can splash. He can play. He was tough. Like, you know, like Hayward has a lot to his game. So I really hope he comes back because if he does, man, and just get back to playing like he used to, man. Be free and have some fun, man. He's so good.
So far, he's second on the team in minutes and third in points. So he's contributing. He's going to be a key cog. And I feel like he is, like, when you think of the players that, you know, are on that squad, like you're saying, Bridges, you got LaMelo, you got Terry, you got Oubre out there now. Like, he's the perfect kind of, you know, guy who fills the slot that they didn't really have. Like, the big – big-ish small forward that also is a good ball distributor, like makes the smart play, like isn't going to be hunting his shot, but is going to be doing a lot of little things that like maybe, you know, LaMelo or Terry might be neglecting right now. But
you think he'll turn into a predominantly like just a spot up shooter or like a...
Eventually, but like that's one of the things that was so annoying about his time in Boston was like, we didn't really get to see true Gordon Hayward really at any point, but he's got a lot of that like point guard skill. Like you could play him as like, you know, when LaMelo's not in and you got Terry out there next to Hayward, or you got who's the other guy there? No, they don't have Devonta anymore. They have Ish Smith now. But when you got a guy who's not necessarily like a distributing point guard, like Ish Smith isn't necessarily a distributing point guard, although he's averaging 5 assists a game somehow this year. He's a guy that can run your offense and like do stuff like that. So, but yeah, catch and shoot. He's good. He's fine. He'll be good.
Absolutely.
It's a good squad. When you got all those young guys running out there, I mean, all you really have to do is just catch the ball and shoot.
And that's the crazy part, guys, is that a lot of people don't understand how much that happens in a game. You know, you got to think that a lot of these teams are at about between 20 and 30% of the time of their possessions, they're shooting catch and shoot threes.
Gordon's a guy that'll like kind of rein in the young guys when it's just getting a little too haphazard out there, a little sloppy. Like he's the old man. He's going to do a lot of old man stuff and like keep the young guys in the right mindset and not doing too much, but also, you know, facilitate them and not get in their way. but yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens to them. I like their shot this year. I don't know if they're still going to be the two seed by the end of the year, but it's a bit early. But
at least they're definitely like making a way, and you know, something that could potentially lead to them making the playoffs. Because I'm not sure I've been alive and seen the Hornets in the playoffs since in, I guess, the 90s with those old starter jackets, bro.
Yeah,
Jamal Mash. You remember those, Jordan? Yeah, the Mash and Mashburn and some of the other players they had.
Grandmama.
They had a
player named
Wesley. I forget what his name.
Oh yeah.
They were.
Wesley?
Maybe it's David Wesley. I don't know 100%, but they had some players, man. They were. Larry Johnson. Yeah, Larry Johnson was a freak at UNLV. Unbelievable.
So, Muggsy Bogues.
Gotta always talk Muggsy, bro. Always. Georgia Tech. Shout out Georgia Tech. Dude was 5'3", played high major, and was a stud. So a lot of credit to Muggsy Bogues, man, and played, you know, 10-plus years in the league. So unbelievable.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
IT before IT.
And he gave every – Yeah, you gave every person under 6 feet hope to make it to the NBA.
That's such a jerk.
You just need a 50-inch vertical, and you got to run a 4.240. He's sneaky, like the most athletic dude in NBA history. It's like him and Spud Webb. Like, it's tough to compare.
And Earl Boykins, bro. Earl Boykins.
Yeah, and Boykins, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude benched 350 pounds at 5'5". Strongest. No, like real problem.
Then just three times his weight.
Insane, dude. And Mike, remember, Mike Duncan is a guy that, you know, worked with Earl Boykins. And Earl Boykins played for him. So it was like hearing.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Earl Boykins is Ohio?
Yeah, Earl Boykins is played for Mike Duncan. Mike Duncan knows Earl Boykins. So it's like, wow. But the fact that, you know, he really works like that. You know, obviously, it's no question why, you know, he was in the league. If he's going to outwork dudes at 5'5 and guard you and take the ball, he's stronger than you. Like, that's why he's stuck so long, I would say, is like, dude is strong as hell. So.
Jordan, last week when we were talking to our buddy Stevie Merkel, Frager Ramone, the monster of ball, we talked a little bit of animals. Do you have a favorite animal? Not to put you on the spot here.
I probably have to say cheetah, fastest land animal.
There you go. I don't mind it. We all picked bear versions of bears, and the more I thought about bears? It, I was like, yeah, like Andy had the black bear. He had what the hell did Merkel pick?
Merkel went with a. Hey, what are those that?
Oh, the sun bear.
Yes,
the sun bear. Yeah. I was thinking about. I was like, man, I really should have. I thought about it later. I was like, I should have gone with koala. Like those guys are the ultimate vibe animals.
They like your spirit animals.
They eat plants, right. Fall asleep all day. Who knows what they're doing with that? Koalas are awesome.
It's pretty much me. Yeah. yeah, no, it's cool. Jordan, have you checked out Dune yet?
Dune? Oh, no, I haven't checked it out. But that's the one with Zendaya and
– Yeah.
Yeah. No, I read the books. So, or
did
I
you
read
really?
The books. So, yeah.
Well done. Look at you.
Yeah, this
truly
was
a scholar.
In back in high school, you know. Before shit went – before shit hit the fan.
Yeah, nah, that's good, man. I was like, dang, you read the book. I mean, I don't know what else we could say on our end. We're like, dang, we did. So we're like, crap. But that's cool, man. I love it, you know. Hey, George, I got one question for you, man. And this is going to be a little bit off topic. Sorry, didn't mean to. But I've had it. The whole – like, I saw an article on Terrence Mann. She went on a podcast. His mom went on a podcast recently to talk about, you know, having an NBA son and all the stuff that you go through. How do you feel about players that have parents that are super involved in their life now and their progression, you know, moving on? Like, Does it play a factor in it, you think, because it does in high school? Do you think it does in the pros?
I think it does. And it's actually funny. A lot of the beat reporters love Terrence Mann's mom and how she always shows up to all the games. And she's like one of the Clippers' biggest fan, Terrence's biggest fan, you know. But I think it's good for, you know, the kids' confidence. You know, just having someone there, you know, supporting you. And, you know, especially when, because when he first came out, Doc didn't really use him. So a lot of people say that last year was kind of like his rookie year coming in. And then, you know, coming into the league, you got to build confidence, and he definitely needed that. And it was good because, like, having her around, a lot of the beat reporters were saying that, you know, she does a lot of things for the team, and she's super involved. And, I mean, they love her. So, I mean, it's great to see. And I think it's, you know, it's good that having a lot of parents involved, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that's honestly, man, that's an interesting, you know, kind of take on the situation to spin it in a great way. You know, I mean, for me, I'm like, damn, these dudes are professionals. But at the end of the day, what I think a lot of NBA owners and a lot of people need to understand is these kids are their kids, and they feel much more comfortable with their moms or their family or whomever involved in something. And it seems like as long as it's positive, you know, these, you know, people are going to allow it to happen. But, you know, I was nervous about having that because it would be like, dang, like, you know, this guy's getting extra treatment because his mom's around, whatever. But it's also a good thing if, you know, she's going to be a part of it. And, you know, maybe we're going to start seeing, like, the NBA. I don't know, man. That's crazy.
I mean, it's weird with our team. Yeah.
That's like, damn, this is going to be like glorified AAU. We're going to have moms on the
We've seen some moms or dads get involved. I mean, obviously, LeVar, he had Gloria back in the day. Remember that time LeBron told Gloria to shut up and sit down or some shit like that? Yeah. If Wanda Durant can come hang out at the games and Durant's like 30 and, you know, be as involved.
Fact, dude, I'm telling you.
Is it Dania LaForce? Is that her name? Yeah, Dania LaForce. Is she bringing like orange slices? Is she doing spaghetti dinners? Have you heard any like anecdotes from Clippers world?
I have not, but I've heard the Batum Battalion. So Nico Batum, his wife, she loves being on Twitter, and she's actively talking to all the people, the Clipper Twitter fans. So, I mean, that's always nice. I mean, giving back.
Absolutely. That's funny. That's like the Horford family is all on
yes.
Twitter talking shit half the time. Mostly the one sister that's name is escaping me now. And Anna. There we go. Yeah, no, that's definitely – I mean, hey, whatever. You know, basketball is, like, mostly mental, especially, like, when you're at this level and you're already, like, you know, definitely one of the best basketball players in the world and it's not close. Like, you know, the game becomes mental at that point. You have the physical, you have the talent, you have the skills. It's just, can you get in the right state of mind to use them right? So if your mom being there helps, fuck it. I mean, Jason, every game, like, he's chilling with Deuce. Like, it's his mom's there, Brandy, but like, Deuce is literally just walking around on the court pregame and postgame. Like, you know, whatever makes a guy comfortable and able to do his job at the best of his ability, as long as they aren't, like, you know, starting fights or something in the stands, like, it's all good. Who cares?
Apparently she's the assistant coach for the WNBA's Dream.
Okay, good. So
I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, she has a basketball background. Yeah.
She's love legit it.
Now I will say that if we're going to talk about the Atlanta Dream, they did have a couple players that you know, they were out fighting with a nightclub. Did you guys see that? Man, that was wild. So I'm the crazy owner that was a little bit, I don't know, whatever she was, but she ended up leaving. But yeah, they were their best player, like a six man, really. They brought her in and they had a little bit of a fight, and she posted the fight and then ended up not being re-signed after posting the fight. So I'm a huge WNBA fan, and I always will be, but the Atlanta Dream, not really a fan of their management all the way through. It's kind of a mess. But I love the Chicago Sky, WNBA champions 2021. Shout out Candace Parker. You won the title, and then you are working on ESPN the night after to report a game. Solid work. She didn't go party like Dirk Nowitzki for 4 days straight. She just went right back to work. So salute to all the women players out there that right after the season starts, they know the other work starts. So I hope we can change that up for them so they can enjoy a little bit of an off season. But shout out to Candace Parker, bro. Great job she did.
Yeah, no, definitely. That was is that her first title? That can't be her
second
first
title, right?
Second,
She won in LA and then
right. Sparks.
Yeah, coming home and winning in Chicago is a big deal because Chicago was one of those expansion type teams. Like I said, I mean, I've had friends that I've known that have, you know, done workouts with them. Like they would allow you to come into workouts and work out with them. Like that's how, you know, honestly, it was like they were growing their product. And, you know, after that, now it's they have some of the better players, and Candace came in, and, you know, you can always tell one player can change a basketball team. It's not like football. So.
I'm watching this fight right now. This is crazy. I mean, you know, obviously you're in the WNBA, you aren't exactly, or usually you're not a very small lady. You're above average height. So it's a very, very fit woman throwing haymakers. Dude, I'm glad there's no Angel McCautry in here.
Face, bro. She tightened him up real quick, dude. Like he had no chance. And I'd be like, dang, she punched me like.
Oh, that's a dude she's smoking too.
She's smoking dudes, bro. God. What are you talking about? She ain't fighting girl. Like she's smoking dudes, and these guys are just crumbling.
One of the chicks is 6'7", 245-pound Kalani Brown, who's the daughter of PJ Brown. She's knocking out anybody who steps in front of her, man. Holy shit.
Crushed. And PJ Brown. PJ Brown, like the Hornets PJ Brown?
Yeah, Hornets Celtics. Yeah, this is Celtics champ PJ Brown.
PJ
Brown. Yeah, no, that's
too damn big.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching it right now.
That guy picked the wrong fucking lady to hit on. Holy shit.
She buckled him. He collapsed. It was
Let that be a lesson to all cat callers.
Yeah, dude, just stop.
Cut the shit. No.
Absolutely, I'm all in with that. That's like absolutely annoying. It's like, dude, like even guys watching you do it's annoying. So just don't get buckled by some chick.
What could have possibly happened at that food truck to make that go down? Dude, it's like right outside. It's like in a parking lot. Guys, looks like a Kimbo Slice video. What's going on, in the world of Taboola?
Yeah, man. What's that? We ain't seen you in a while.
I should be graduating this
nice.
Where at, Jordan? Yeah. Where's the school that's going to be able to provide you that phenomenal diploma? Which school is it at?
Our alma mater, soon to be my alma mater.
Love it.
Nice.
West Virginia, come on.
West Virginia University.
Love it. That's big time, man.
They let you finish that thing remote? What is this, a COVID thing? They weren't letting you touch anything remote. They're like, no, you finish on campus. Your last 20 credits are right here.
No way. Rent. No, they let me do a remote. I talked to my advisor and she was pretty cool about it. If I would have had to do one more semester, I would have had to go there. So I kind of I'm taking a little bit more than I can handle right now, but I'm just trying to finish it, get it over with.
Awesome.
Nice. What's the degree gonna end up being?
It's gonna be geography. I was doing an emphasis, but my advisor was just like, you know what, let's just finish, you know, like, you spent so much time, you know, you're not getting any younger. Let's just get your degree. So I was like, you know what? I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Just get the piece of paper. It's all whatever when you get in the workforce anyways.
Right.
Yeah. You can't take the double lap or triple lap on senior year, super duper senior.
Yeah. No.
Are you going to go back to Morgantown and have a little a little fun, reminisce, do a little, go to graduation and all that shit?
Well, I don't know what they're doing with the whole graduation thing. I've been getting letters in the mail saying they are going to do, they're possibly doing something in December. If they are, I would love to go. I don't know. Nice. They have, it all kind of depends if I can get work off, but, you know, if not, it doesn't really matter.
So you're going to be a winter. Winter commencement. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean,
that's
I'd love to go back for a game, if anything, either basketball, football, whatever, you know, that's what I really would love to go watch.
Yeah, man, I feel like we should try to, you know, kind of figure out a little time. Like, we can all meet up out at West Virginia, go to a game, spend maybe a day or two there, and just kind of – it is crazy to reminisce, man. When you go back there, it's like, man, you remember all the times when you've been, whether it was a library or, you know, down on High Street or whatever it is, bro. You can always remember being there. And, you know, so that would be – I think that would be pretty cool, bro, like – I hope we can meet up in Morgantown and see the game soon.
Yeah, I feel like High Street's gonna look, or not High Street, but the whole campus is gonna look very different. Probably like every 5 years they just change a whole part of town. Definitely big congrats on finishing that up.
Well done, brother. Hell yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a long time coming, but I'm glad it's almost done.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully we'll. We'll either see you in Morgantown or we'll make it out West Coast. I actually have a job that's based in Denver now. So I'm going to be in Denver eventually. That's not that
close to you at all. But 100%.
No, I'd definitely love to go out to Denver.
Mike, definitely I'd not. Love to go out there, Denver, you're going to love it.
Oh, actually, Jesus Christ, I'm a fool. There's a whole state in between Colorado and California that I forgot about. I forgot Utah existed. I thought it was just Colorado, Nevada, then California. Nope, there's Utah.
On the other side of the Rockies.
Yeah, shout out Vernon Maxwell.
Hey, shout out to Dwayne Wade's son who just made the Salt Lake team without playing in college.
What? Zaire's on the on a pro team?
On the Salt Lake G League team, yep.
What?
Yep. Made the team, didn't even play.
Why didn't he go play in college?
Because you're Dwayne Wade's son.
True.
And guess what? He's going to figure it out.
Drafted by Salt Lake City Stars? How the hell really does that work? How does a G League team drafts? Oh, there's a G League draft. This is like all news to me.
Oh, it is. Oh yeah, they had a huge draft, man, and happens all every year. And
now he went 10th. He didn't go number one. What? They're like, yeah, we're drafting him 10th because he's only going to be here for like 6 months. Then we're gonna have to send him up.
Dude, I don't know. Like, you can't really like do anything, dude. So I'm in high school, playing Sierra Canyon, and that's with like all the best high school players in the country. So.
Yeah.
Play there. How are you gonna play the G League?
I mean, honestly, should have just gone to overtime. A, they would have paid him like the fattest contract out of overtime. B, like it's probably gonna be more than what he'd make in the G League. But I guess he'll get. He doesn't need to worry about money. So I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Like he said, he doesn't even need to do anything. He can hang out.
Yeah, we can always hang out. Hanging out's fun. I love to hang out.
Do we have a? I didn't look up anything at all, but. Have you seen anything on overtime? I just hopped over their website real quick.
I have not seen anything extra, bro, but what I have seen is that they are definitely practicing now, and they're working on a like actual game schedule. Like I believe we saw that they have some games on there.
They do. They got a big list of games now.
Oh, they're starting to – okay, good. So
it's kind of against the same schools over and over slash themselves because it's OTE internal play, which is hilarious, but –
Yeah, they have to because a lot of
them back fire out. Every week.
Yeah. I figured that the big teams would back out of it. Doesn't make sense much for them. But what the good thing is about this league is that it started and there is money behind it. So if they have a successful year as far as, you know, sending guys pro or benefiting their career, then I see way more players being like, all right, I don't need to go to college to like – These guys were practicing doing the same stuff we did, and they didn't have to, like, I mean, I don't even know if the kids go to class anyway up that level, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't have to
worry about that. They got to just get their GED.
I just got to get my stuff right. But
yo, Ryan Gomes is a coach of one of the teams, apparently. They got like they've completely revamped this thing the last couple weeks
because there's
a bunch of schedule now. You go to rosters, it's like actually separated. Yep. They got their three teams in nine.
So they're building it, and we're gonna see how they kind of run with it.
Where's it based in?
Atlanta right now. Yeah. Oh, Atlanta's cool. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, but like Atlanta's like, you know, they have a lot of gyms, but as far as proximity and as far as like the amount of people that come there in the summer when a lot of your season is spent in the off season, I would want to be in a place like that.
Apparently, Chris Duarte's little brother is on one of the teams now.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Duarte.
Good for him. Did he come from, I believe, was he Dominican or is he Puerto Rico?
Dominican, yeah, Dominican Republic. Yeah. They're from Puerto Plata.
Awesome. Yeah, so maybe he came from there and, you know, he's going to get his
dude, name. 6'5", 160.
Yeah, beautiful. Sheesh. Go play it.
Apparently he played at Victory Rock before this in Charlotte. Not the Victory Rock, I guess, near you.
Okay.
Different Victory Rock.
Okay.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. I mean, once those are on, I'll check them out. But
I just say I think these
leagues, as long as they aren't charging us.
Nah.
As long as actually it's this weekend. This weekend's the first games with Vertical Academy, KT Kings, Dr. Phillips is gonna be up there in Atlanta.
Yeah, they play this
week,
Saturday, right?
Is Ernest? Oh no, Ernest is done now. Wait, no. Does Ernest have one more year?
Yeah, it's his senior year. He's playing.
Okay. So Ernest will be that's right. We were talking about that mm-hmm. last time, but yeah, Friday at 5 o'clock will be their first games, and then Saturday at 3 they'll have another round of games this weekend. So if you're listening to this on Thursday or Friday, try to find that link a little Stream East. Probably not on Stream East. Definitely not
Stream East.
Hello, Stream East.
It's the spot.
But yeah, that's cool though. At least they got their shit together eventually. They were just lying all summer about when it was going to start.
Dude, I just didn't think they had a plan. Like, it was kind of like they had to wait for other people to say yes. So it's kind of like they just had to wait and wait and wait. And finally people were like, all right, cool, we can make this happen. And now stuff is slowly coming into fruition. So I'm excited for it, man. Like, it's going to be another league to watch. And I love watching hoops, but I just hope everybody can achieve what they want to achieve out of it, man. Like, if not, it's a complete dud and you guys trying to make money.
Yeah. Plus, it's like ESPN's always ESPN's always had the Springfield Hoops Classic and stuff like that on TV, where it's like, you know, the best high school players in the country being showcased a little bit. You know, IMG is getting games on there. Montverde, obviously, like their whole schedule is practically on ESPN too. But at least these guys are going to get a little money out of it instead of, you know, whoever was getting money out of ESPN airing high school games.
I'm looking at the website. It looks the board is Mello and Jay Williams on the board.
Yeah, the board's crazy.
They got real players involved. It's just like, what's going to happen?
Trey's in there.
They got the right people. We'll see, man. But I will say now, the kids that are growing up and coming through the high levels are not like the kids that were coming through in the 80s and 90s. They have way more support now.
And they got the internet.
they also have the internet, but honestly, even without the internet, bro, like their parents are fully invested in their lives.
Yeah, there's something to
smarter, bro.
I mean, like I love the internet. I don't know where the hell I'd be without the internet. Like, I don't know if I would have gone to West Virginia if there wasn't like NCAA football at 6 and 7. Like, I wouldn't be able to hop on this Zoom. I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have a hobby, like, other than just banging a basketball off a rim all day. Like, so like I love the internet, but at the same time the internet's also like a double-edged sword, and it gets a bad rap because I think it gives a lot of good, but people talk about the negativity of the internet a lot, but it's a double-edged sword in that, like, you know, these kids are really young. They're going to have, as much as you're saying, like, you know, being treated a different way. Like, they're going to have a spotlight on them and they're going to have the opportunity to do really good things with it, or potentially make some mistakes as young guys with the internet. So, like, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all goes. And, like, you know, hopefully they get long careers out of it and they get to, you know, at the worst, they get to Europe and stuff. And, like, the social media aspect of it, like, you know, these kids are like practically brands by the time they're in college. Like, Zion had like a million followers on Instagram and his like brand value was outrageous before he even played in the NBA. So, like, hopefully worst comes to worst, these kids just get exposure and then they have some sort of brand to, you know, go, if they don't make the league, go play in Europe, make a shitload of money over there.
100%. But I definitely agree with that, man. Like, it's going to be a process and we're all going to have to kind of figure it out, but you know, I just hope that guys are able to take advantage of it, that are, and then the rest can learn from it and kind of move on. So, I don't know. It's going to be these new rules and everything going on is going to be interesting. So, kind of see how it plays out for the next 5 years or so.
Yeah. Like you're saying, the school thing, they got an academy section and it's like teachers and stuff. And it's like, there's one teacher who just labeled for science. And it's like, oh, science is a pretty broad term. Like, I got one teacher for that.
That's why we talked about it. It seems very prep schoolish, you know, especially with a lot of promises before anything has ever been built. So that's why I always have been, you know, skeptical, but
yeah, I mean, we've seen it in college. There's always, you know, a knucklehead in the group. So we'll see what happens with all these, moving all these young kids to Atlanta and giving I got a good one to wrap us on. Halloween costumes. It's coming up this weekend. You guys both, doing the trick or treat. You're going to knock on some, walk up some sketchy driveways and knock on some sketchy doorways and get some Snickers with the kiddos and stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm all about it. I think I'm gonna try to do the whole Cobra Kai outfit nice. Myself. My daughter, my youngest one, she's gonna be a little firefighter, and then I got the little Disney princess coming along.
Always, yeah. The first one's always the princesses. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Already know. Yeah, no, I'm with you now. So excuse me. We're actually going out to get some Halloween costumes tomorrow. So I'm not excited. I am excited because they're gonna have to do
you
it.
Gotta be excited.
Yeah, the time is gonna be like golly, but once you get there, it's gonna be fun. So I'm looking forward to that. And like Jordan said, man, I have a daughter and a son, so I guess the two girls thing, I pray for you and I give you a lot of credit, man. I'm sure. But yeah, man, like my daughter's going to be Room on the Broom. I'm not sure if anybody's ever heard that story, but it's about a witch who she has her broom, but also does, like, you know, spells for good. So it's kind of a twist on one of those witch stories. So she's going to be a witch for her little thing. And
yeah, that's half the fun, is you get a bunch of free candy for the kids, but then you got to find out how to ration it and hide it from them so they don't just sugar shock for the next week.
And some of the candy's like bad. Like, it's like they, I don't know, man. Like, you always got to worry about that too. So make sure people are like looking at your kids' candy. Like, I never thought that was a deal until like last year.
You were a parent?
Yeah, bro. Wild.
Yeah, so man.
They got to Florida.
I got to look for all the candies, make sure none of them are opened already. If one looks questionable, toss it out.
That'd be cool. So you got kid costumes. What are the dads wearing? You guys can't just rock your khakis.
Shoot. Yeah, right.
Throw on the NBA jersey and call yourself a hooper.
You know what's crazy, man, is I did just find my LeBron James Cavaliers jersey from his rookie year.
Throwback.
Yeah, super throwback. It's like so faded now. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought about a costume. That's a great question. I haven't thought yet. I went as a grandma 1 year, though, so I don't think I can do that again.
Yeah, you can always recycle it. Kids never know.
Yeah.
I recycle most of my costumes.
Oh, you do? Which one do you recycle, Jordan?
I was like some sort of Roman or, you know, Roman centurion. I don't know. I still got that costume, though.
Yeah, yeah, it might be the year to bring it back, dude. Mike, what about you? What are you, you can't hide over there. What are you going to be, what are you going to be wearing for Halloween?
I don't really know yet. Ironically, my dad and his group of old pals and his like camping buddies, there's a few couples that he goes on trips with and stuff. They're coming down to Charleston to check out Folly Beach. They got a little house down there, and they're going to be doing more like Halloween stuff than probably I ever have, to be honest, but as old. So that's going to be hilarious. Yeah. I don't know. I think I got to take advantage of the long hair and the long beard and just do the Rasputin or something. it's not, it's much easier when I got a costume already on.
What's that? Of hair. Mike, so, what's that guy's name? With the Wilson ball. What's that, man?
Definitely.
From Castaway. That's not a bad, idea at all. Chuck Noland. What's the name?
What about Chuck Norris? You have a good beard, Mike. Your beard, honestly, it's, it's even bigger than Chuck Norris.
Pretty legit.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm leaning Rasputin, because like that's the most like gnarly, like it's that or I'm a fucking Viking. Like, like if you look up Rasputin, man, that's the plus he's got like the craziest like backstory.
Have you tried braiding your beard yet?
No, I haven't. Actually, yeah, I did one day. That's probably not a bad play, but I've already like trimmed it a couple times, so I don't know. I gotta trim it again, honestly.
Mike, how the hell do you know about this guy? Gregory Rasputin?
He's a Russian czar.
Rasputin.
I don't know.
He's got a whole theme song. Yeah, he's a wild guy. He was like he was a wizard.
He was a wizard.
He was from that one it's like a Russian fairy tale. Something like that.
Really? Yeah. But like he was a real person.
Yeah.
He's definitely real.
Yeah. Yeah. He's interesting. So I might have to, plus it's like I'm lazy. I've always been lazy with costumes and like, you know, half in, half out on Halloween. Like I like the free candy, I like the fun stuff, but like I don't really want to do like costume contests and costume parties. It's too much effort.
Yeah.
But like all you gotta do is put on like a long trench coat almost and some boots, and then boom, you're a spoon. So
wow. That's interesting. Like, well done, man. I honestly had no idea who that guy was.
There's your history.
I'm on history lesson.
Russia had a wizard in like the 40s. Like, that's the funny thing too. He's like Picasso, where like you feel like Picasso like was painting in like 1860s, and it's like, no, he was painting in like the 70s. Like, this guy like died in 1916, but his backstory sounds like he was like, you know, 1700s medieval whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But died the wizard
17, but he's dang, like reading this man is definitely revolutionary. What the hell is this dude? I can't believe this. I've never seen this guy in my life.
Yeah, there's definitely some good documentaries out there. He wasn't exactly a great guy. I don't want to align with him per se. He definitely had his shortcomings, but I really, it's just more of like, yeah, he got shot like 7 times or whatever. And like he mad people tried to kill him and he just wouldn't die. And he was boys with like all of the heads of state, like all over the world in like the early 1900s, which is like physically impossible to do back then. So like he's a strange cat, definitely not a good dude, but, you know, yeah.
Kind of like 50, dude. It's kind of like 50, so that's cool.
you mean Curtis Jackson, 50?
Yeah, we call him this man 25. Right?
He did some bad shit. You know, it might have killed some.
Shot half the times 50 did. Yeah. Unbelievable. He lived. Yeah, they both live, man. They're just roaches, dude. I remember I tried to kill him. Sorry to go off topic, but I tried to kill a roach in my house, bro. Dude. I stepped on this roach, bro, and 10 minutes later, I came back, and this motherfucker was gone. Stomped the fuck out of this dude, bro, and he was gone. So, like, and then I, yeah. Sorry, that's
he said that's all you got, man.
I was like,
I was playing possum.
No, so that's why I brought the bull in and just fucking squished him and hurt it. But yeah, dude, I stomped on it. He lived and he was fine. He was like on the wall and he's scurrying around. I'm like, dude, I thought I fucked you up, but apparently not. So, man, this definitely took a turn.
Yeah, me. you got like a 10,000 word Wikipedia to dig through for.
I did
for I was old man Grigory.
Pretty interesting stuff, kind of. But yeah, not a great person. So interesting.
But
I really hope.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I guess you guys stay safe on Halloween. Eat candy, but not too much. You know.
Yeah, man. And
you don't want that sugar hangover.
Yeah. Please, everybody, don't go to that party that you don't really feel like going to. Don't do it.
Oh yeah.
Just make the right choice and just stop. Go home.
Stay home.
It'll be okay, man. Like,
please. Pass out candy and watch some hoops.
Yeah, man.
Shout out the NBA for starting before Halloween now. Like, that used to be – that's why I, like, was never really into Halloween as a kid, because it, like, start on Halloween. I'm like, I'm not going. I don't want to watch basketball. Fuck that.
I'm really happy about this NBA season, man. And I think that it's much more competitive, too. As far as players like banding up together, whatever, but there are just more teams and more players doing it year in and year out. So I really like to see the camaraderie in the league. And, you know, it's not just two teams combining anymore. You know, it's at least, you know, five to 10 now. Honestly, even the Knicks are involved in that. So, like I say, I'm really excited for where the NBA season is going to go. And, you know,
yeah, this is the biggest toss-up year champion-wise, I feel like, in a long time.
Sure.
Yep, absolutely.
A lot of teams are competitive. A lot of teams that you didn't think that, you know, want to play, they're actually
out there doing something.
Stepping up, yep.
Yeah, so I guess before we leave real quick, do we have any way too early predictions at the who's going to win the title?
Jordan.
Yeah, it's you, man.
Oh, man. Got to pick someone from the East and West. All right, let's see. Title wise, let's see. Man, stuff. I like.
Kawhi comes back early.
Yeah, I don't want to say the Clippers. I'm not trying to say that. I mean, dang, because Klay comes back too, and the Warriors are looking nice right now, and. Mm-hmm. The Jazz are nice. I don't really trust anyone on the West, to be honest. Like, it's going to – I can tell you that some – for the East, I'll probably still pick the Bucks. Because I don't know what's going on with Brooklyn. I mean, they were so close to beating the Bucks last year too, though. It was just, you know, couple inches off the line.
It is.
And they, you know – but I still think the Bucks have it if Kyrie doesn't join. On the West, though, I think it's wide open. I have no idea. Suns are good. Warriors are good. They're looking hot. Lakers, they're old, but you can't count LeBron out. So
can't do it.
Currently 13th in the league. Really hope that holds up. Or 13th yeah, in their too. Conference, rather.
I don't know how long it'll last, but I hope I would love to not see the Lakers in the playoffs.
That would be hilarious. Westbrook, LeBron, and AD combined for no playoffs.
It would be kind of like bringing in that squad with Karl Malone and Gary.
Yeah.
See if they can
play. Oh, yes.
With Shaq or
Steve Kobe Nash.
Steve Nash. Yeah, it was just complete, made it up and see if it could work. And it just really was. It did, actually. They got to the finals, but. The Pistons just handle their business. So, okay, Jordan. I guess then we got to ask them. I mean, you got to make one pick, man. Who can you make a pick coming out of the West? You got anything, or are you going to hang on?
All right. Fine. I'll pick the Jazz. No. All right. I'm going to pick the Warriors.
Warriors. Okay. I don't mind that at all because once Klay – you know, gets his time back and, you know, what they're doing without him now and building guys, I don't think that's a bad pick at all. Mike, what do you think, man? Or you got anything?
The way too early in the season prediction. I'm going to Aguitos in the West because Denver is now my second home. No. I don't know. I like Jokic. I think once Murray comes back, they're going to be ridiculous. If he's even like 80%. And it, like Jordan saying, like the West is so wide open, like the Grizzlies could end up the 2 seed or something ridiculous. Like that's not terribly out of the question. The Mavs, T-Wolves, but yeah, I like the Nuggets. In the East, I got to go Bucks too, just because I believe in Giannis and Middleton being nasty, but I won't be shocked if the Bulls are right there in the finals by the end of the year. I don't trust the Nets. James Harden still seems like kind of slowed with that hamstring somehow, like somehow it didn't fully heal, but he also almost fully tore it. So that kind of makes sense. But yeah, so I'd go, if I were to pick a finals matchup right now, I'd say Bulls Nuggets.
Bulls Nuggets. Okay.
Or Bucks Nuggets rather. Okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to get
kind of like maybe like, you know.
Bulls are right there. Bulls are the 1B.
Yeah, man. So I
a little more.
I agree. I think the Bulls could be a team to beat, but you know, if I'm gonna, you know, go ahead and pick longevity and stuff, I'm with the West, man. I like we were saying, it's wide open, but dude, I like Mike, man. I like you said, I really love Denver. And I really like the pieces that they went ahead and I would say, I don't know if they overpaid early, but I think that they expect them to do certain things. And I love the confidence in that. And, you know, bringing in Aaron Gordon to kind of supplement some athleticism and some scoring, you know, Jokic is always going to get his. And, you know, hell, you even saw their point guard playing well from Spain the other day with him going at Rubio a little bit. Now, did they win the game? No, but they have that fire in them now, I think, to actually compete for some sort of title. So I would say them. And then, you know, in the East, obviously, like, you know, I would love to say the Bulls, but I, you know, I don't really see it. And it's crazy because I would have honestly, if Ben was playing, I would have said the Sixers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely.
You know what
that's,
I mean?
Yeah.
But dude, I'm going to say something right now that you're going to look at me and you're gonna be like, you are a complete slap. And dude, I'm going with the Knicks, bro.
And Sean McNamara is fist pumping somewhere.
The reason why, and shout out to Sean, dude, Sean's good people. But the reason why I'm saying that is because they have a different type of toughness within them, and they're defending now. When I look at their numbers, they're actually defending and guarding the dribble in front of them, and they're forcing more teams to shoot the ball, and then they're able to score. So I think they're a team, like, they get hot. Kemba Walker played really well tonight, had 20. Derrick Rose started. So it's like, damn, well, now we got to kind of talk about it. But that's where I'm going to go my prediction that they're going to beat the Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Hawks are going to get back. And I think that they're going to drop it, even though I love the Hawks. But I just think certain guys, as far as scoring ability, going to be tough. So
Times Square would burn down if the Knicks won a title. Like, they were losing their shit over that first win.
And I'm with you. It will. The city will be on fire. Literally, like that. Every borough in New York might be on fire, like West Virginia's on fire for winning some silly football game. You know, if these guys are able to, you know, do what we're talking about, like what I'm talking about right now. But like I said, if we're talking way too early prediction, then the Knicks are going to be my team right now.
Nice. Nice. Cool. Good pick. Well, we'll have to check back on this in 6 months. see how wrong we all were. No, hopefully one of us nailed it. All right, cool. Right, you guys got anything else tonight?
Nah, man, that's really all it is. You know, make sure you guys go ahead and follow us on, you know, Twitter, Instagram. I know we're at BYRP365 on all of that, and well, Mike is Lenny Biased, and I'm AJ Roshan 22. And Jordan, where can our good people find you at online?
Pretty much just Instagram.
That's a cool place to be, man. So
yeah,
Instagram.
It's just at Jordan Taboola, pretty much. T A B U L A.
easy enough. And, but yeah, nice. Man, so we appreciate you coming on, Jordan. Thanks for being our second reoccurring guest. Like, that's means a lot to us, for real.
Hey, I appreciate it, and you know, I'm glad to be on. Thank you guys for having me. Okay. I love coming on and talking with you guys.
Yeah, no, it's good to catch up. Good to catch up. Congrats on finishing the degree.
Oh, sweet.
Can't say the same for almost.
We'll all get there. We'll all get there.
Someday.
Congratulations. Enjoy it, man. And I can't wait to see what you do. And, you know, if you ever need a secretary, Jordan, you know what? I'm definitely wide open.
I'll keep your name on call.
Good, I like that. On the short list, that's all I can ask for.
All right, fellas.
All right, guys. I wish you guys the best, man. It was fun coming on. I needed this today. So.
Oh yeah. Y'all have a good Halloween.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, for real. Be safe, bro. Enjoy it.
Be easy.
Nice.